Dow is up 17 points. The NASDAQ up 3. S&P up less than a point. I'm Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this Tuesday edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. Certainly glad to have you on board here with us today. I hope a lot of folks, hope they got the old Wi-Fi going down there at Denny's today, because I drove by on the way into the studio and the line is right out the door, right around the building. They had a news crew out there filming the people standing there. They had the cars were backed up right down the road. Denny's giving away a free breakfast today, and all the way until 2 o'clock. And so you got another hour. You'll spend that hour in line. I'll tell you that. But anyways, they're giving away a freebie today, and boy, people love a free breakfast. I hope they have the Wi-Fi going down there. Hey, if you're down there right now listening in Denny's, give us a call. We'd love to hear you, hear from you, hear how the breakfast was and what's going on. But just joking a little bit there with the free breakfast going on today at Denny's. We're going to be talking about some of those people that are standing in line and enduring the long line there. We're going to be talking about endurance today, but the endurance of the saints. In fact, a new book out called Stand, A Call for the Endurance of the Saints. It's the general editors of the book are John Piper and Justin Taylor. There's a number of great contributing authors to this book. I'll let Justin tell us more about that in just a moment. But it's just an excellent book. I think the timing is just wonderful. I think that there are a number of issues, the troubles and trials that are facing the people of God. And just like we find in the book of James, sometimes the people of God get very discouraged and they feel like giving up. And I think this idea of a call for endurance, for perseverance, for patience, these types of things is certainly very good. The verse that the book is written around is found in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 12. It says this: here is a call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. Justin Taylor, my guest today, is the associate publisher at Crossway. That's Crossway Books, www.crossway.org. But he's the associate publisher there at Crossway. He's also co-edited with John Piper A Call for an Entranced Vision of All Things, Sex and the Supremacy of God, Suffering and the Sovereignty of God, and the Supremacy of Christ in a Postmodern World. So with that as an introduction, let me go ahead and welcome Justin into the program today. Hey, Justin, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Kevin.
Well, thanks for taking the time out to be with us today. I've really been enjoying reading through this book. I think you guys have done a great job. I have to tell you right up front that I have two connections, personal connections with two of the things that you guys wrote in the book or that you edited in the book. And one is, in the beginning, you talk about John Piper's father. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but John Piper is from Greenville.
Right.
And his dad lived here, especially in the last few days of his life. He was at a place called Shepherd's Care, Assisted Living Facility, which is right here, not that far from the station. And we hold our evening services there. In fact, tomorrow night we're going to be showing the film Fireproof over there at Shepherd's Care. And Bill Piper, evangelist Bill Piper, was in our services there at nighttime. And this was certainly when, you know, he was in, like I say, in the last year or so of his life. But I had an opportunity to have conversations with him on a regular basis and just got to know him a little bit and went to the funeral here that John Piper gave for his dad. So you mentioned him in the beginning of the book.
Right.
But then you also mentioned that Randy Elkhorn has an interesting story about Jim Elliott's brother, Bert Elliott. And I went on a mission trip to Trujillo, Peru, and I was asking around and seeing just what was there in Trujillo and walking around and things. And I found out that Bert Elliott, Jim Elliott was like my hero. You know, I had interviewed his daughter and his and Steve Saint and others associated with Operation Alka. And I had found that that Bert Elliott was there in Trujillo pastoring a church called Central Biblical. And I got a hold of him, and he invited me into his home, and I sat in his living room. I didn't have any recording device, so we found an old handheld tape recorder, and I taped an interview with him in his home there in Trujillo. So
Wow. Two
connections. Yeah, it was by far the most, disrespect to you, sir, but the most interesting and awesome interview that I've ever done out of all that I've, you know, done a couple hundred. And that was the one that I really cherished the most, sitting in Bert Elliott's living room. So I just wanted to tell you right up front, had those
great.
Two connections with the book.
That's great. Yeah, Randy, at the end of his chapter, talks about talking to Bert, and he says that Bert said something to him, to Randy, that he'll never forget. That he said, Jim and I both served Christ, but differently. Jim was a great meteor streaking through the sky. And then Randy finishes the sentence for him, basically, that, you know, Bert is a faint star that rises night after night and faithfully crosses the same path in the sky unnoticed on earth.
Mm.
Unlike his brother, you know, the shooting star. And God makes us all different and has different courses for our life. But if we persevere, that's the thing that counts in the end.
Amen. And here is Bert Elliott in his 80s persevering there in Trujillo. I asked him candidly, you know, what was going through his mind and the mind of his family when they had gotten the news that Jim and the other missionaries had been killed there on what they referred to as Palm Beach in Ecuador. And just asked him, and he said, you know, I've got to tell you that, you know, there was anger in the beginning. I was just, you know, my brother had given his whole life, and these were very, very talented people. If anybody has read through those books, this wasn't like they couldn't be doing something else. They were some of the best there in Wheaton, and, you know, really had, you know, given themselves and their lives to the Lord and their families, and then this takes place 5 days on the in the work there, with at least with the Alkas, and then within 5 days their life is gone. And he just said that the beginning was anger, but then he realized that this was the sovereign hand of God, and he just realized, and it went full circle, so that it actually became an event in his life that caused him to rededicate his efforts to his own missionary work in the end. So it was just wonderful.
Wow, that's great. What a privilege to talk to him.
Yeah, I think it was, I would say that missionary effort has been at least among the top few that has led more people to the mission field than any other missionary effort that has taken place. I don't know, maybe folks would disagree with me on that, but at least in my circle of friends and people that I talk to, that, you know, were just so deeply moved by that. Well, Justin, this idea of endurance, you know, certainly there with Bert Elliott, but just the bigger subject, what was the thinking behind compiling this book and writing about this subject?
Well, I think when you think about putting on a conference and think about putting a book together, you want to do something that's not just novel or interesting to a few people, but something that would apply to everybody and really has a practical impact on all of our daily lives. And all of us, if we're Christians, are called to not just come to Christ, but to persevere with Christ and to endure hardships, endure suffering, and not just make a splash or a sprint, but really to persevere all the way to the end. So, you know, whether somebody's very young in the faith or they've walked with Jesus for a long time, whether they're very young in life, young age, or very old, all of us really need to think about what it means to endure and to persevere. And so, you know, the desire with Desiring God is to serve the church, to edify the church, to help people grow closer to Christ and to glorify God. So this seemed like just a perfect topic, one that, again, no matter who we are or where we're at, all of us need to study this and to put it into practice.
Mm. Now, you co-edited the book along with John Piper, but John Piper also has a section or a chapter in the book. And by the way, let me just commend that section to our readers, especially any of the folks in our listening audience that may be up in years, because he really tackles the issue of the idea of retirement, about us rethinking what we've been told in America, what the waning days of our lives should look like. And so John Piper does an excellent job in that. Don't you think, Justin?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, he's 63 years old now. He just had his 63rd birthday in January. So he's getting up into that age where, you know, people around him are retiring. And, you know, as you alluded to earlier, you've got his dad, who was suffering from dementia at the end of his life in his 80s. So persevering and growing older and not wasting your life, I mean, those are just constant themes in his ministry and in his own life. And, yeah, I agree with you. I think this is just a great chapter on what does it mean to grow old to the glory of God?
Mm-hmm.
If we're to eat to the glory of God, we're to drink to the glory of God, what does it mean to grow old to the glory of God? Because most of us will grow old. So how do we honor God, and how do we make Christ and not the world look glorious and all-satisfying? You know, some people seem like they're walking closely with Christ and making much of Christ, but then in their retirement, I mean, what looks great and all-satisfying and glorious? It could be golf, or it could be bingo, or all those sort of things, which aren't wrong in and of themselves, but is that what we're devoting our life to and all of our leisure to?
Mm.
So, you know, Pastor John comes back again and again to the idea of not wasting your life and giving it your all. We have just one life here to live before heaven and the new heavens and the new earth, and we need to make the most of it, to make the most of our walk with God.
Amen. Well, we're speaking with Justin Taylor. Justin is the associate publisher at Crossway. We're talking about the book Stand, A Call for the Endurance of the Saints. It's edited by Justin Taylor along with John Piper. There's a number of authors in here, though, three or four that have all conspired together to write this book. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes when we come back from the break. We'll get Justin to give us a rundown, a little synopsis of what each one wrote about. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Knowing the Truth right here on Christian Talk.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
We love to hear from you on Christian Worldview Today.
I think the mindset needs to be, hey, let's save for the children's college tuition, which I know is outrageous, and I may even have to borrow some. I don't know. But, you know, try to save up for a car. Don't go and buy a $40,000, $45,000 SUV just because you have two kids. Hey, my parents had two kids, and we didn't have an SUV, and I turned out just fine.
Weekday mornings, 7 to 9 on Christian Talk 660.
Here's another academic tip from Dr. Everett of Strides Nonprofit Tutoring.
The easiest way to teach math is money. In this day of credit cards, too few children handle real money. To teach your child the basics of adding and subtracting, just give a few coins at the checkout counter and say, "Buy me some gum, please." Our website is www.stridestutor.org or call 246-9898.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Stevie D's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Stevie D's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Stevie D's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Stevie B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
It's Kayla, area manager.
And Big John, manager of the new Liquid Highway next to the Hyatt in downtown Greenville.
So, John, tell our friends what makes us different from other coffee shops.
Well, Kayla, the mission of Liquid Highway is to donate 100% of our profits after taxes to the Touch the Ground Foundation, with the goal of touching the ground in all 194 countries.
We're making a difference one cup at a time, and we hope you will join us.
Find out more about the mission of Liquid Highway
and Touch the Ground at liquidhighway.com.
I'm smelling coffee, birds are singing just outside.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the program today. Let me give you a little heads up on a couple of things. One, you can call in and join the conversation today. We're talking about endurance. We're talking about a new book called Stand, A Call for the Endurance of the Saints. John Piper, Justin Taylor. Justin is with us here on the line. We'll be going back to the conversation with him in just a minute. But you can participate in the conversation today, and let me give you that number in order to be able to do so. It's 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. I have an extra copy of the book here with me in the studio. And so if you call with your question or your comment, I'll go ahead and put your name on this book and then put it up at the front here in the studio. Or if you're listening via sermon audio and you want to call in or anywhere else via the web, you're certainly welcome to call as well. And I'll still will send the book out to you. And so if you're interested in calling with your question, your comment about perseverance, about patience, about endurance, we're certainly willing and welcome to take your call. Let me also say that upcoming on the broadcast this Thursday, I'll be speaking with Dr. Rick Horn. Dr. Horn has written a book called Get Out of My Face, How to Reach Angry, Unmotivated Teens with Biblical Counsel. Justin Taylor's counterpart out on the Internet, Justin runs his own blog called theological.blogspot.com, or Between Two Worlds is the easier way. But his counterpart out there, Tim Challies at Challies.com, has just done a review of this book on his homepage there. I noticed it this morning. And so if you're interested in reading that before Thursday's program so that you'll be a little bit more informed to be able to speak to Dr. Rick Horn about what he has written about teens, you'll have an opportunity to do that. This book sold over 1,000 copies in 12 hours out on Westminster Books, Books website. And also, I think I have the first chapter to this book listed out on my sermon audio under the eDoc section, so you can go out there and read the first chapter of it as well, just to prepare for Thursday's broadcast. With that, let's go back to our conversation with Justin Taylor about the book Stand, A Call for the Endurance of the Saints. Justin, just before the break, I was saying that when we come back, I was going to ask you if you wouldn't mind to give a bit of a synopsis of what the writers in this book have put together, just a quick little snapshot of what they would find in each one of the chapters written by the other folks, the contributors.
Sure. Yeah, I'll try and keep it brief here. The first chapter is by Jerry Bridges, and he really looks at four foundational or fundamental things that he thinks we need to do every single day in order to fight the good fight of faith. And the first is to each day have a time of focus, personal communing with God, fellowship with God. The second is to daily appropriate the gospel. And you know, we talked about preaching the gospel to yourself. The gospel's not just for new believers or for unbelievers, but it's really for all of us, and we need to appropriate it every day. Third, daily commit to be a living sacrifice to God. And then fourth, to have a firm belief in the sovereignty and the love of God. Mm. So just these four things we need to do every single day, not just as optional things, not just as icing on the cake, but as really the foundation of our fight for the faith. And then we touched briefly on John Piper's chapter, which is the next one, where he talks about growing old to the glory of God. And he tries to help us avoid the two different errors. One, that people would say, well, perseverance isn't essential to the end. And other people who say, well, it is essential and it all depends on our efforts. And he shows, yes, it is essential, but it ultimately depends upon God working in us and through us. And then the third chapter is John MacArthur, who just this weekend celebrated 40 years of ministry at Grace Community Church, which is just a wonderful thing to observe his faithfulness and perseverance and endurance in action. And he talks a bit about his own ministry and how he's made a, really a lifelong study of the Apostle Paul's letters, because Paul was frequently attacked and had to endure and persevere and fight the good fight of faith and keep running towards that finish line. So he really looks at 2 Corinthians for principles and guidance there about persevering to the end.
Mm-hmm.
The second to last chapter is Randy Alcorn, who we asked to talk about his perseverance in a cause for the sake of Christ. And Randy has been just an eloquent and passionate defender of the unborn. And what is involved actually in a kind of a legal thing where with his abortion protest, they were going to garnish his wages. Mm-hmm. And to this day, he still has to live on a minimum wage salary. Mm-hmm. So he talks about the effects of that and how we need to be motivated by Christ and not by anger, the effect this could have on our children, and how we need to really expect that we're not going to be in it for a fair fight, that Jesus calls us to follow him, that that entails being misrepresented and being treated unjustly. Mm. And then the final chapter is by Helen Rosevere, who has been a lifelong missionary in Africa, medical doctor, and she talks about what it means to persevere, and she really hinges on the theme of one thing and looks at different verses like one thing I know, you know, when the blind man said, one thing I know, I was blind, but now I see.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I do, Paul said, I forget what was behind, I press forward to what lies ahead. And one thing I ask, the psalmist prays that he may dwell in the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final thing is that during the original conference, I had the opportunity to have a conversation and interview the various contributors, and that really affords an opportunity to kind of see behind the scenes of their life and, you know, talk to Pastor John MacArthur and Pastor John Piper about their own ministries and growing up with fathers who were traveling evangelists and pastors. And so it provides just a little bit more insight into who these people are, and not just authors writing or people speaking on a stage, but brothers and sisters in Christ who really are called to do the same thing we are, persevere to the end.
Mm. I think sometimes people think somebody like a John Piper or a John MacArthur, and certainly we commend him too on that 40 years of ministry. Wow, what a blessing he has been in the life of so many people in this country and around the world. But they think that, you know, somehow they live in ivory towers or something, and that they're untouched by human emotion or something, or that they don't have any trials or troubles in their life. I remember one instance where John MacArthur was talking about that he had trouble with his with the elders and the folks at a, it may have been right there at Grace. I don't remember.
Yep,
but
it was.
Where they, you know, he walked in the room and they basically said, you know, today will be your last sermon.
Yeah.
And you know, so extreme trouble. He had trouble with, you know, from a personal standpoint, his wife, I believe, was in a car accident, and his son was in a car accident, and his wife had some sort of health issues. I mean, these guys have struggled tremendously once you learn a little bit more about them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They, I mean, they're stung by criticism like we are. They, you know, mm-hmm. struggle to pray like we do. So sometimes I think we can adopt, you know, we live in a celebrity culture, and sometimes we can treat our pastors and authors like that, but they are real people, And really one of the most encouraging things, I think, from that conversation, which is reflected in the back of the book, is that John Piper and John MacArthur, you know, on the surface, they are very, very similar. I mean, they've pastored in the same church for decades. They are both Baptists. Their pastors, or their fathers were both pastors. Mm-hmm. You know, they're both named John. They're both powerful speakers, mm-hmm. all these sort of things. But what you see in that interview is how different their personalities are. I mean, I asked them how they handle discouragement, and John Piper just wears his emotions on his sleeve, and John MacArthur, he said he just doesn't really have time to be discouraged. But I think that can be, you know, a helpful thing just to recognize, you know, if your personality is not like a John MacArthur or if it's not like a John Piper, to see that there's different ways to run the race, even though we're going towards the same finish line.
Mm. When I grew up, we had John MacArthur and Chuck Swindoll were on back-to-back.
Yeah.
And I tell you, there was a little bit of this, I'm of Apollos and I'm of Paul type of thing. Because if you like Swindoll, then you liked a little bit of the flowery type uh-huh. of introductions and all of this. MacArthur was like cut and dry. This is, you're either saved or unsaved, you know.
Right.
Just give it to me that way. And so people would gravitate to either one of those two categories. Justin, thank you very much for being with us today. I know you got to run, but thank you for taking the time out to be with me today on the program.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay. We've been speaking to Justin Taylor. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
A compelling mix of ministry, public policy, lifestyle, and lighthearted fun on the phone. Janet Parshall's America.
For a lot of people, they're scared to death. They'd rather go to the mission field than to bring any kind of spiritual influence into the workplace. And we know we're being truthful here. Why is that?
We're excited to have her. She's Janet Parshall, and it's Janet Parshall's America. Right here, weekday afternoons from 2 to 5 on Christian Talk 660.
It's Kayla, area manager.
And Big John, manager of the new Liquid Highway next to the Hyatt in downtown Greenville.
So, John, tell our friends what makes us different from other coffee shops.
Well, Kayla, the mission of Liquid Highway is to donate 100% of our profits after taxes to the Touch the Ground Foundation, with the goal of touching the ground in all 194 countries.
We're making a difference one cup at a time, and we hope you will join us.
Find out more about the mission of Liquid Highway
and Touch the Ground at liquidhighway.com.
I'm smelling coffee, birds are singing just outside.
Here's another academic tip from Dr. Everett of Strides Nonprofit Tutoring.
We all spend too much time in the car, right? How about making the back seat a quick study hall? Jason, what's the capital of Utah? Kyla, what's 6 times 9? A few minutes here and there really add up, and short reviews are actually better than hours of study. Our website is www.stridestutor.org or call 246-9898.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Speedy B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Speedy B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Speedy B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Speedy B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into the Knowing the Truth radio program today. And by the way, the internet is up and running, and so we can take some of your tweets today. If you'd like to send me a tweet on Twitter, it's Knowing the Truth and twitter.com/knowingthetruth. And so you can do that, and I'll try to get your comment in here right away. I was just talking a few minutes ago, of course, with Justin Taylor. Justin is the associate publisher at Crossway, www.crossway.org. And we were talking about a book that he co-edited with John Piper called Stand, A Call for the Endurance of the Saints. I still have a copy here in the studio. If you'd like a copy, just if you want to call in and give a comment or a question, I'll put your name on that copy and get it out to you. 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. Let me, Justin had to go, but I'm going to talk a little bit more about endurance here in just a minute. But I want to bring you up to speed on a couple of things that are taking place. One is there's a new logo out on our website there, and that is Peak Fitness. And Peak is located right here, I think, actually throughout the Carolinas. I think they got one up in Charlotte there as well. But the good folks over there at Peak are working together with us. Isaac here in the studio and myself will be over there trying to get rid of some of this holiday extra packing that we put on from all the good eats around. He said, be nice now, be nice. Well, I'm being as kind to myself as I can, too, Isaac. But we're going to be over there trying to just shed some of these pounds. Let me put it that way, get in a little bit better shape. And so I just want to point you to the good folks over there at Peak. We'll be telling you more about that in the coming weeks to come. Also, yeah, pray for us, Isaac says. Pray for us. For endurance. There's a segue. Isaac said, pray for endurance, that we can stay on the treadmill as long as we should. But you can see that link out on the website. I mentioned that Rick Horn will be with me on Thursday. Get out of my face. Trying to do a program here that will help parents and youth leaders about how they should speak with teens. He's got a lot of helpful hints in this book. And like I said, it's becoming a very, very popular book in a very, very short period of time. And then next week, I want to tell you about a couple of things coming up. I have Dr. Michael Hyken, H-Y-K-I-N, Hyken is going to be with me. And we're going to be speaking about the Christian lover. And in the Christian lover, we're going to be looking at letters that are written between well-known Christian couples, such as Jonathan Edwards and his wife, and Martin Luther and his wife. There's a number of them covered in this book, and we're going to be talking about that, just the passion that these men had for the things of God, but also the passion that they had for their spouse as well. Very, very interesting to hear some of these discussions. And then February 17th, going to be doing another broadcast live from Liquid Highway in downtown Greenville. Going to be right there on Main Street next to the Hyatt. And Dan Kerver is going to be with me, as well as some of the folks from Carolina Hope Christian Adoption Agency. Dan is with Together for Adoption. And in fact, Dan will be telling us a little bit more about a Nashville event that they're going to be putting on later this year. But then also a couple of the folks from Carolina Hope Christian Adoption Agency will be with me, and we'll be talking about their Ethiopian adoption program. And there's going to be a benefit concert that is going to take place, a concert to help that Ethiopian adoption program. And that'll take place at Liquid Highway's Halton Road location the following day on Wednesday, the 18th. And so we'll be giving you information about that as well in the leading up to it over the next couple of broadcasts. But all of those events are listed right now out on our website at www.knowingthetruth.org. That's www.knowingthetruth.org. Those are all hyperlinks, so if you click on there, it'll take you to more information about those subjects. One that I wanted to point out, but I didn't want to interrupt Justin when he was doing the intros, the little synopsis of what each person was writing about in this book, Stand, A Calder, The Endurance of the Saints, was he mentioned Jerry Bridges opens up with one of the first few sections in here. Jerry Bridges talks about endurance. Well, Jerry Bridges is going to be here in Greenville. He's going to be here at the PCRT conference, and that's taking place right here in Greenville, South Carolina. The dates for that conference are April 17th through the 19th. Now, in one way, I hesitate to announce this because I think this thing is going to fill up very, very quickly. There's just great speakers that are going to be there. Jerry Bridges, as I just mentioned. Steve Lawson is going to be there preaching as well. In fact, Steve is putting on a pre-conference about John Calvin. And then Richard Phillips, the pastor there at Second Pres, is going to be speaking at the event. And then Derek Thomas, who was with me just a few weeks ago, from Reformation 21. All of those folks are associated with the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. And so if you want more information about this conference right here in Greenville, you can go out to alliancenet.org. That's alliancenet.org to get some more information. And let me give you a phone number, too. It's 800-956-2644. That's 800-956-2644. And again, the date for the Greenville one is April 17th through the 19th. There will also be three others that will be held in Sacramento, Grand Rapids, and Philadelphia. So you don't want to miss out on that. There's a link, again, out on our website to that event, and it's got all that information. So if you simply go out to knowingthetruth.org, you can get all of that information. Well, let me talk just a second about this idea that we were just talking about with Justin Taylor about endurance. I was preaching this past week, and I was preaching from the book of James. And in the book of James, right in the very beginning of James, in James chapter 1, we spent the first week looking over just what the main topic of the book of James is, what's the theme that runs through there. And of course, you'll see a number of titles like this, but it's a faith that works, or a working faith. James is asking and calling for the Christians, the Jewish believers that have been scattered abroad. He's calling for them to examine their faith. And the reason he's doing that is the tremendous amount of persecution has come upon the people of God. They, in this particular case, these folks were undergoing trials that dealt with, they were being defrauded by the people that had hit, had hired them. Rich people had dragged the poor Christians, Jewish Christians, before the courts, and they had blasphemed the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by which they were called, which is the way that James lists this in chapter 2. And then wealthy landowners, they had employed them to reap the fields. And then after they had employed them and they did the work for them, they proceeded to defraud them of their rightful wages. And worse still, either by working them to death in the fields or by some other form of cruelty, they killed some of the people of God. It tells us in chapter 5 of James' book. So here are these people that have been driven from their homes, their earthly possessions had been taken away. They were being exploited and slandered. And all of this is taking place, and yet we read right in the very beginning of this book, James says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." In other words, This word patience here is the same word that we get endurance from. The word here actually has the idea of abiding under. So there's where the endurance, you know, under the pressures and under the trials and under the trouble that you have taking place in your life. There's two different ways that it's used. It's used in a passive sense. The passive sense has the idea that the trials that come upon you, because we live in a sin-cursed world, because, you know, this environment that we live in has been cursed by God because of our sin. And so now things are difficult, you know, the sweat of your brow. So you've got to, you have, because of this environment, you know, we have trials and troubles that come upon us on a regular basis. In fact, if you listen to the way that James mentions them here, he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation." Divers meaning different types, different situations, different types of temptations and trials and trouble in our life. Somebody once said this, you know, that we have so much trouble in our life. They were talking about the statement made by Eliphaz to Job in the book of Job. You remember he said that man is born under trouble as the sparks fly upward. And James seemed to agree with them. I'm sorry, Job seemed to agree with them. He says just shortly thereafter, yeah, you know, man is born, he lives for a few years, and his life is full of trouble. And so here was the way that they pictured it, a short life, but a life that certainly has its share of trouble. And so James is speaking to these Christians under this tremendous amount of trouble. Some of them who apparently were starting to give up on the Christian faith or starting to give up on what God had called them to do. And he is encouraging them, trying to draw out of them patience and enduring and long-suffering and all of these associated words here. He's trying to make them stand, and he's calling himself for the endurance of the saints. And so this is just a beautiful picture when we look at what James says, how they should do this. And when we come back from the next break, that's what I want to do. I want to look at the formula, if you will, that James gives to us so that we can stand even in the midst of some of the most severe trials and tribulations that we're called to go through in this life. You know, the gospel is strong. It's able to overcome anything that comes into our life. And I'm going to show you how through the book of James when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
Dr. Alistair Begg.
You see, the bondage the Bible says that we ultimately experience isn't an external bondage. We think it is. Well, if only I could get out of this school, or if only I could get out of this office, or if only I could get out of this marriage, or if only I could get out of this body which traps me, then I'd be free. That's stupid. Because the real bondage we experience isn't external bondage, it's internal bondage. That's what the Bible says.
Truth for Life with Dr. Alistair Begg. Weekday mornings at 11 on Christian Talk 660.
With tail-thrashing dinosaurs, five state-of-the-art theaters, plus an incredible 160 exhibits, the Creation Museum presents a journey through history that will capture your imagination and appeal to your senses. Walk through the lush Garden of Eden and see exotic animals. Voyage with Noah on the Ark, or buckle into your planetarium seat and prepare for liftoff. Seats rumble and a cool mist rises in our special effects theater, and animatronic people converse with our guests. Come face to face with a monstrous moving sauropod and have your children settle up on our triceratops. Browse through our Dragon Hall bookstore to find the latest in DVDs, reference books, and curricula. And our beautiful outdoor gardens lend a finishing touch to your museum experience. Located minutes from the Cincinnati airport, the Creation Museum provides 60,000 square feet of family fun. Prepare to believe.
A compelling mix of ministry, public policy, lifestyle, and lighthearted fun on the phone. Janet Parshall's America.
For a lot of people, they're scared to death. They'd rather go to the mission field than to bring any kind of spiritual influence into the workplace. And we know we're being truthful here. Why is that?
We're excited to have her. She's Janet Parshall, and it's Janet Parshall's America. Right here, weekday afternoons from 2 to 5 on Christian Talk 660.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the program. We're in the last segment of the Knowing the Truth radio program today. That means you've got about 10 minutes or so in order to call with your question or comment. And I've got one book left. One book of Stand, A Call for the Endurance of the Saints, John Piper, Justin Taylor. Got one copy here, and so if you would like it, I'd be happy to put your name on it. 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. Just before the break, we're looking at the book of James and talking about how James was calling for these folks that were, under such terrible persecution. James says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." Now, since these people were under such great persecution, I can imagine that some of them may be tempted. And maybe some people in our listening audience, they say, you don't understand the type of temptation I'm under. They might be tempted to say that James is out of touch with reality. that this sounds like some sort of a lofty Sunday sermon that has no connection to the day-to-day lives of the people of God. In fact, one person commenting on this verse in James said this. He said, this is not a paradox. It's not a paradox that we should count it all joy when we're going through suffering like this. He says that it's this is a absurdity. And so he says this is absolutely ridiculous, thinking that there is no way for us to do this. But James is not dispensing some sort of irrelevant advice. He is revealing the key to being able to joyously endure even the most difficult of circumstances and situations in this life. And so James gives us the key to how to do this. Notice his choice of words. He says, count it all joy. Well, the actual idea here is we would say, account it all joy. Notice also that he says, knowing this. He's pointing to the mind. He's saying that we should consider these trials and temptations, these troubles that come into our life, we should consider them an occasion for joy when you fall into various trials. How can we do this? We can do this by, first of all, seeing that these trials and troubles that are in our life have come directly from the hand of God. And we'll talk a little bit more about that and the sovereignty of God and His involvement in these things that come into our life in just a moment. We're going to run quickly to the phone lines. Ron is up first. Hey, Ron, welcome into the welcome into the program today. Let's see how that goes again. There we go. Ron, you there? Okay, I don't know what we got there. Ron's, you there, Ron?
Oh, yeah. Hey, sorry about that. I was trying to make time here. Persevering, you know.
Yeah.
My question is, you know, in these books, see, what I've been running into is I know a lot of people who are in really some challenging circumstances, but it seems to be that all the perspectives is from people who have, you know, yeah, they've got trouble, but Christian family or men in ministry and everything else. Is there anything in here in the book that addresses perseverance from the standpoint of, you know, working within a believing, unbelieving spouse where you've got a child that one parent has to compromise certain things so that the family doesn't fall apart and the child doesn't get taken away? I mean, we're talking some really challenging moments where it requires perseverance.
Yeah.
I haven't, you know, go ahead.
There are in the book, and they're in the book that we discussed earlier, but also, you know, just in what I'm going over here in James, you know, they were going through tremendous amount of suffering and persecution, you know, such that, you know, we have never faced in this country, at least up until this point. And so, you know, the gospel, whether you go through a tremendous amount of persecution in your life or whether comparatively speaking when you're talking with other people, the gospel is good for one situation as it is for the other. And I was just bringing up here, Ron, that one of the important points is to see whatever situation that we find ourselves in, that God has not been surprised by the idea of what we're going through. In fact, that idea where it says in James here, where it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, the idea of the word that's there in the original language for fall has the idea of surprise. And you'll even hear that in the verbally expressed by people when they go through trouble. Sometimes they'll say things like this, you know, well, everything was just going along fine. And this is what really gets to me about this situation. You know, work was going along fine. And then suddenly, you know, my spouse got laid off and we never even saw it coming. Or I've got this loved one who, you know, they were in great health and now all of a sudden, you know, out of the blue, we find out that they've been diagnosed with cancer. And so there is an element in which that surprise, the unexpected, you know, all the things that can take place in this world is built into this verse, which adds to that anxiety or that temptation to have anxiety when we go through these types of troubles. So, yeah, Ron, I think as we look at this, you know, and we see how the scripture tells us to react to these things, it will be just as good for the minor inconveniences that we go through in this life, as well as for the major catastrophic events that take place. The gospel is good enough for both of them.
Yeah, and sometimes the grinding, challenging things, it may take an entire life
yes.
to get through. It addresses that too, I suppose.
Right. You're absolutely right. You know, some people, when you talk about suffering, you know, the suffering, when you put it in perspective, may have been relatively recent in their life, like they enjoyed good health, and then suddenly, you know, they've gotten something here towards the end of their life. Others, though, like I met a woman just recently in Bilo, I was telling the folks on Sunday night, her daughter had severe autism, and this girl was probably in her early 20s, and the mother was trying to get her to comply with her in the store, and the girl ended up actually throwing herself on the floor and making quite a scene there. Now, here's this mother who was, you know, obviously had gone through a tremendous amount of suffering, not maybe with her own physical body, but in having to take care of this child who had these special needs there, you know, that were just very... The mother, in frustration, had thrown up her hands. I came over and asked her if there was something I could do to help, and was actually, praise the Lord, able to help her to get the girl to listen and get back in line and listen to her and these types of things. But can you just imagine, you know, a lifelong dealing with something like this? You're right. Some people are suffering tremendously. Let me tell you one story, Ron, while I got you on the line here. I was talking about this subject, about just suffering, about how, and I believe the idea at that point in the broadcast was about that the Lord cares about what we go through, that He sympathizes with us. And somebody called in the radio broadcast that was actually had been contemplating on taking his life. And it, one of the reasons was some of the things that you mentioned there, that, you know, he had very difficult trials that he had for a long period of time. And these things really just wore on him. And, you know, believers get discouraged. And, you know, they need other believers to come alongside and to elevate them and encourage them and lift them up. And that's what we've been called to do as brothers and sisters in Christ. I immediately got the fellow's phone number, and we went to lunch afterwards, and I was able to just speak with him and try to encourage him. And I still periodically, I keep his number in my Bible, and periodically I'll be going down the road and I just give him a call to see how he's doing. So yes, Ron, you know, the gospel is good enough to deal with all of these issues, even these long-term ones, chronic ones throughout our life, and He has called us, me and you, and all the other brothers and sisters in Christ to play a role in being interested in helping people and comforting people when they go through these types of trials.
Yeah, and you know, that's an excellent point, because that dwells in the whole aspect of corporate responsibility. Not, I'm a firm believer that if we were to do it appropriately and right,
yes,
that a lot of people wouldn't fall into some of the sins that they fall into.
I think so, too.
Because of the pressure.
I think so, too. In fact, you know, James starts off here saying that he is concerned. He's writing the book. He says, to them that are scattered, right, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. Well, if you do a little of the historical background here, James is in Jerusalem, and he doesn't have to be concerned about these ones that are now scattered abroad. In a very real sense, he could easily just say, you know, not my problem. I'm here, you know, I don't know how they got themselves into that mess or whatever. But he doesn't. He reaches out in compassion, and he really models here for us what we should do corporately in reaching out to hurting believers.
Yeah, and that's...
I got one more call, Ron. I just wanted to tell you. Just so you
okay,
know.
Well, you go ahead and answer that. That's excellent. That's an excellent program. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Ron, for the call today. We really appreciate it. We're going to go right to the phone line because our time is short. And we got Rock. Okay, Rock is on. Go ahead, Rock. We got about a minute, sir.
Thank you, sir. I think we ought to look at, too, the aspect that those obstacles only work if we're on the course. Mm-hmm. If we're out there beating around in the wilderness on our own, trying to make our own course, the designed-in obstacles really aren't there for us to mature us to enrich us or do us any good.
You know, at the end of that statement that I read about James, you mentioned mature us. He says that, let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In other words, that we grow up and we stop being babies in Christ, and we grow up in Christ. We learn how to handle difficulty when it comes in our life by seeing it coming from the hands of God and then leaning upon Him and looking to Him for strength. As we do that, that matures us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Rock, for your comment today. Really appreciate it. And to the folks listening, let me tell you, you can find out all the information about all of the things that we talked about today out on the website, knowingthetruth.org. We'll see you Thursday with Dr. Rick Horn.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web.